What's going on? I'm your host, KH1, and welcome to Playing in the Dark, where you can release your thoughts, enjoy adult conversation, personal observations, you know, mind stimulation. Let's play in the dark.
Episode 19. Love, loyalty, and friendship. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to light that mental candle, set the proverbial dinner table of your mind, and let's partake of this brain food. Welcome once again to another episode of Playing in the Dark. So let's jump right in and check in with our new listeners so you know it's time for roll call. I'd like to welcome new listeners. From Ethiopia and Singapore. Thanks for tuning in. And now I'm going to get into some comments and emails in response to last show, to be or not to be. And the first one I have up is a little short, quick comment from John. He writes, "Marriage is good." Thanks, John, and I appreciate you making a comment. And next up here, I have a response, an email from Diamond. She writes, "Yes, marriage is for me. Why? Because it's a beautiful thing when you have two people that are on the same level. Honesty, communication, respect, etc. Treat him like your king, and he should treat you like a queen." And thank you for that comment, Diamond. I'd like to say here real quick, the question that I had asked to them was marriage. Is it good for you or not? So that's what these responses are to. And next up, I have an email from Amanda. She writes, "Marrying a man is like buying something you've been admiring for a long time in a shop window. You may love it when you get it home, but it doesn't always go with everything else in the house. I'd rather live wanting something than being able to own it and regret it later, but do not have the courage to let it go." I appreciate that comment, and thank you for tuning in, Amanda. And next up is an email from Brown Eye Beauty. And she writes, "I was married for 11 years and divorced for 6 years. It was hell. I was very unhappy, but through it all, I can say marriage is for me. It's nothing like having that someone special to love and be loved by him. When I first married, we were kids, 19 and 22. We didn't know who we were and didn't know who each other was. I've gotten to experience being on both sides of the fence, being married and being single. After I divorced, I took some time to recoup from my marriage. I chose to stay single and not date on a serious level because I wanted to do something I never got the chance to do, and that is meet different people, to see what else was out there for me, and wanted to take my time doing so. Now, I'm in my late 30s. I know who I am, I know what I want in a man, and I will not settle for less. Settling down with a man to be my husband that has the characteristics that I now desire, which is a real man, someone with man status, I believe my marriage will be a successful one because I'll be happy." Well, thank you, Brown Eye Beauty, and I appreciate your comment. Keep tuning in. And next up here, I had a message from Kelly, and she was more or less writing a question to me, and I kind of answered it in brief because she wrote a series of questions, but I answered it very briefly, so I'll just read it here. She writes, "I would like to know or understand what people think a true loving relationship is. Do you sacrifice your own happiness to make the other happy? Do you forego your heart and what it desires to be comfortable in a relationship? Do you just settle for what you have instead of going for what you want? Do you truly and really love that other person that you are with? Or are you just comfortable with that person because it is what you know? You wake up to what you go to sleep to. Is true happiness in this one lifetime worth it, or is it too much to leave what you have to pursue what you really want? I see and hear too many relationships and marriages are just there. Where is the true love and joy of marriage? I want to get married in the next few years, but often wonder if it's worth it. And I responded to her, times have changed drastically from the way things used to be. And I think you are correct from your point of observation on how you feel about the state of the average relationship or marriage from what you've seen and heard of your friends. I don't think people get married based on love through good times and bad times till death do you part. People put more effort into worrying about someone's net worth or success rather than the content of the person's heart. There are no barriers when you truly love someone. I think most people are very shallow nowadays and care more about their own ego. Things like love and compassion are almost non-existent nowadays. And I shall return right after this break.
You can pick up the phone and call me. Feel free to reach out to me at playinginthedark@gmail.com. Once again, playinginthedark@gmail.com. And you can also call me, area code 206-339-6512. Once again, that's area code 206-339-6512.
And I'm back, and I'd like to give a huge shout out to my nephew. He's responsible for a lot of the music that you hear on the show. His name is Savon, but he goes by SB Go. And trust me, you will be hearing of him. He's only a teen, but his game is me. And I'm going to dig into today's episode of Love, Loyalty, and Friendship. I consider myself to be a loyal friend through my actions and virtue. And I think it would be fair to say that we all covet that devoted friend who will be there in good times as well as in times of need. Well, I want you to ask yourself, are you that person, or do you or your friends equally live up to that standard? Friendships are very key in our lives. Many friendships are outright stronger than family bonds that some of us have within the standard of their families. That can be for a variety of reasons, you know, anything from being an only child to large age gaps between siblings, having a small to no family, or just having bad relationships amongst family members. Understanding these factors will help you to distinguish the type of friendship that you have with those, you know, who you befriend. I know most people might not think this deeply on the matter, but it helps to accept, build, or make up the relationship that you have with one another. There are different levels of friendship, and that's anything from lifelong, which that's people you've known and kept in contact with since your childhood and are more family than friend in your heart. Besties, you know, people who are pretty much inseparable. And day-to-day people who you just deal with on a daily basis. Acquaintances who you more or less just high and by people that you see them when you see them. I'm sure as you think about your friends, you can place them with the type of friendships that you have with them. I'm going to read here a response to me asking the question of love, loyalty, and friendship. What does it mean to you? And the first response I have up is from Rosemary. And she writes, loyal friendship is hard to find nowadays. Everyone is in it for themselves. And what they don't realize is when they're down in the dirt, nobody will be there to hold them up. In my opinion, do unto others as you want them to do for you. And as far as love, screw love, because love hurts. Hope this all helps you. Well, I appreciate you for your comment, Rose. And next up here, I have a response from The Realist to the same question, and she writes, all the above are very important to me, and I am very fortunate to have all these things in my life currently. Since 99.9% of my family all live in Texas, I have found an extended family here in Sacramento with the people I have met since moving here in 1998. We are there for each other, and each one of my girls is like a sister to me, and we support each other in everything we do. We have a closeness that is so special, and even though we have had our ups and downs, we are still down for one another. There's nothing like knowing you can depend on someone to have your back no matter what. We are ready to ride or die for each other, and each one of my sisters has shown love, loyalty, and friendship towards me, and I only hope that I have shown them the same in return. Much love, The Realist. Well, you know, I appreciate that comment, first and foremost. And, you know, as those things go, you see how the value of friendship plays a part in our lives. And, you know, if I'm just speaking, I'd have to say, you know, just, you know, how things go about in your lives with your friends. I thought of this question because I had things take place to make me, you know, question some things. And I think it's fair to say, you know, I had helped so many of my friends and family members that move over the years to the point to when I moved, I thought I would never have to pick up a piece of furniture, so to speak. However, the reality turned out to be that I had no one show up to help me, and I was hurt beyond words. And you know, since that time, I damn near vowed that I would never help anyone ever move again from the disappointment, you know, that I felt. The funny thing is, when I lived up to the fact of, you know, not helping anyone else move, one of my closest friends asked me to help him move. And I had actually helped this person move before, and in doing so, I would have to say I picked up more furniture and moved more items than he actually did for himself. Me and my cousin that was there with me and another friend, we did more of the moving and then he did. He was just kind of relaxing. And and that was before I, you know, had said that I wouldn't help anybody else. So the funny thing is, he asked me to help him move another time, and I told him no. And believe it or not, he stopped associating with me. One of the very same people that I asked to help me when I was in need, yeah, he just stopped associating with me altogether. Now, if that ain't gratitude for you, I don't know what is. I say, be of your word, or don't let it leak from between your lips. I find that I am there for people to the point to where I don't want to let them down, but it does not come back to me as much without condition at times on how or if others are there when I need them. This is where I hold the loyalty of some in question. The ways in which I have regards to my friendship with another weighs heavily on this very thing. All I can say is, I encourage you to keep people close to you to have your best interest at heart. You know, the love I have for my friends is displayed in the way that I care and try to uplift and encourage them. When I put it like that, I guess it's like the same appeal that I try to convey to my listeners. See how special you all are to me. Little things will stand out to you if you pay attention to them. It's right in your face. A lot of times when you don't hear from people for a long time, or you just don't hear from each other, when the saying comes out, how come you haven't called me or contacted me? Always remember, contact is a two-way street. And you flip that question right back on them and say, you know, I can say the same thing for you. and, you know, see what interesting creative excuse they come up with. But tighten your ties. If you love your friends, if you're loyal to your friends, be true and be just that. It shouldn't be fabricated, because if it is, I don't think you should be around your friends. Or are they really your friends? And I don't want this to come off sounding like a negative message. I just want you to take a look at what may be staring you right in the face at times that you may not even be paying attention to until you start to look at the symptoms. So in the words of Radio Raheem from Do the Right Thing, when it comes to love and hate, if I love you, then I love you. I love you, brothers and sisters of the world. I don't deal in hate. And on that note, I'm out of here. So as always, take care, and I will see you next week. You have been listening to Play in the Dark. And in parting, on the daily, I'm on my grind, sharing information that's on my mind. I share not just to hear myself speak, but to strengthen others where I was weak. For those who listen, they will endure. They'll gain insight where they were not sure. Most will take to the info, though some may not. Yet they'll walk away with the knowledge I input. Respect, promise, and desire, delivered in a message only meant to inspire.